I'm Brian Moline. Could the new Illinois comptroller put an end to the state's long budget impasse? Well, one columnist thinks it's a possibility. Democrat Susana Mendoza was sworn into that office this week after winning a special election last month. And Matt Dietrich with Reboot Illinois thinks there's a way for Mendoza to force Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan to resolve their differences. Matt Dietrich joins me on the phone to discuss this idea. How you doing, Matt?
Great. Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt, this all has to do with a court decision. It goes back to 2015. What was that ruling?
Well, in July of 2015, when the fiscal year of 2015 ended on July 1st and fiscal year 2016 began, of course, we did not have a budget. And according to the state constitution, that means that the state of Illinois no longer has spending authority. And it also means it doesn't have the authority to write paychecks for thousands of state employees. So what happened was you had two lawsuits going at the same time. You had Lisa Madigan, the attorney general, went to court in Cook County to try to get an order to prevent the comptroller's office from issuing paychecks because that would violate the state constitution because there was no budget authorizing issuing those state paychecks. And Lisa Madigan prevailed in that Cook County case. However, just a couple days later, there was another lawsuit in St. Clair County. And in that lawsuit, you had the largest union of state employees, that's AFSCME Council 31. They were suing the state of Illinois and the comptroller's office to force those offices to issue state paychecks because the union said failure to do so would violate contracts that the union had signed with the state. Now, the St. Clair County judge sided in favor of the union and went against the ruling that Lisa Madigan had gotten in Cook County. And what ended up happening was an appellate court upheld the St. Clair County decision and said that, yes, paychecks should continue. Lisa Madigan opted to not pursue an appeal because the state Supreme Court would not hear it on a fast-track basis. So in other words, what would have happened was if Lisa Madigan appealed, it probably would have been a months-long process of going through the lower courts, working its way up to the Supreme Court. She didn't pursue it. So what my column today says is that I believe that the new comptroller can go back to court and pursue an option by which the state would have to follow the Constitution. The reason I am advocating for this is that I think that is the only thing that is ever going to bring Governor Bruce Rauner and House Speaker Michael Madigan together for any kind of compromise. I think that right now there is so little public pressure because government is pretty much functioning just fine. They managed to make sure that schools throughout the state opened on time for the last 2 years. I don't think that there's really been the kind of public pressure that's needed to get these two guys together and force them to enact a real, true budget.
And you think an actual government shutdown would be, you think that would provide enough pressure for them to actually get this thing resolved?
Well, I think the general public would be furious if driver's license facilities can't stay open. I think that, you know, state employees would be furious if they're not getting paychecks and if they're still showing up for work so that they can get paid later. I think that, and I think that also, then this whole gamble that clearly right now, there's really, I don't think, any intent on either side to do much compromising. But I think that if they see the potential for real political damage in 2018, I think they'll find a way to fix this pretty quickly.
Matt, what has Susana Mendoza said about this issue during her campaign and since winning the office earlier this month?
Well, I was just at her swearing-in ceremony this morning here in the Capitol, and she said that she has literally not even been in the office yet. It sounds like there's been minimal, if any, transition between the comptroller herself and her predecessor, Leslie Munger. The only hint that she gave was in some questions after her swearing in. She did say that she does not think that the state budget should be held hostage by Bruce Rauner's reform agenda. This is the same line that Mike Madigan and the Democrats have taken, that we should be working on the budget, and that things like term limits and property tax freeze, all the various things that Bruce Rauner has in his reform agenda, that those should be discussed after we get the budget situation laid out. I want to see the Constitution enforced the way it's written and the way the state Supreme Court said in March that it should be interpreted, and I want to see these guys forced to the bargaining table.
Sure. And finally, Matt, how likely do you think this actually is to happen, that Mendoza will pursue this?
You know, my instinct is that it is probably not all that likely, just because there is no convenient outcome for anyone who pursues this. You're only going to create pressure and friction and angst from all sides, from your political allies, from your political enemies, from the general public who maybe can't get their driver's license renewed that day, everybody involved. So I would say the odds are against it, but I also know that Lisa Madigan was extremely emphatic back in 2015 in saying there is no way in the world that employee paychecks should be issued without a budget authorizing their issuance. So there is at least a chance, a probability, maybe it's not, the most likely outcome, but there's a chance that if Susana Mendoza does what she says and speaks to the Attorney General, there's a chance that the AG could say, well, look, if we're going to go by the book here, here's what's sitting right in front of us, and we should probably test this out. Brian, I'd say there is a chance. It's probably under 50%, but there is a chance.
Matt Dietrich with Reboot Illinois. You can read his column about this issue online at rebootillinois.com. Matt, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Brian.